And now it's over to my friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he talks about a film that he deems particularly important in his own life. It's the story of a widowed father whom, without any preparation or innate ability to do so, learns to become a real parent to his 6-year-old son, and then copes with the arrival of a 14-year-old son from a previous marriage. It's the boys are back, inspired by a true story.
The boys are back.
I'm very glad I saw this film.
I wanted to put that in the written review because I would hope then that people would think, perhaps I should see that. I was very glad to see it. And at the end of the review, and I might say it now, I put a kind of personal note, which I normally wouldn't. But the film is, actually the story was originally from New Zealand, but they've transferred it to Australia, and Scott Hicks, who directed Shine, has made it most beautifully. And Clive Owen portrays a father, and it's the best I think I've seen Clive Owen. But his wife dies, his second wife dies of cancer, and played by Laura Fraser beautifully, and he's got to bring up this 6-year-old.
Daddy?
Yes, sweetheart.
Don't worry, I'll stay down here with you for now.
And then he has a son by a previous marriage who lives in England and who eventually comes to Australia. He's aged about 14.
I left my other boy when he was 6 to be with Katie. We need to spend some time together.
But you share the experience of the father trying to understand his son.
Will he like me?
Of course he will. So this is your little brother. This is Artie.
Hi, Artie.
To do ordinary things with the child, which he's certainly not used to doing, and housework and things like that.
It didn't look like this when Artie's mother was alive.
As well as discipline, affection, all those kinds of things.
Artie, shoes, hurry up. You've got them on the wrong feet.
These are the only feet I've got.
Hurry, have you taken the rubbish out?
Not yet.
Do I have to do everything around here?
Why are you so angry?
What makes you think I'm angry?
And the personal note was that I was 7 when my mother died, and my brother was, he just turned 5. And my father had to cope with that. He was 36 at the time. And we had cousins actually came into the house, and that didn't work out, and we went to live with grandmother and aunt eventually. But I thought that as I watched the film, I think I began to understand much more what my father experienced with the death of his wife, as well as having to care for the 2 children.
What chance do they stand now?
They've got you.
We can do it, I promise.
So I can't speak too highly of it in that humane sense.
It's not easy at all, it's really difficult, but it seems to work for us.
And it's beautifully photographed in South Australia where Scott Hicks lives. And as I say, the performances of Clive Owen and the 2 boys are really excellent, and I would hope a lot of people see it and be moved by it.
It sounds like a film that would bring tears to my eyes, at least.
I think, yes, it would,
yes. Yes, actually the trailer did, so.
It avoids sentimentality, and a potential romance doesn't go through. So they've been very sensible in keeping it as, inverted commas, realistic as possible.
It also features some very funny scenes, doesn't it? Scenes between the father and the 2 sons. It's quite exhilarating at times.
Can I do it again, Daddy? Can I?
Yes.
Yeah!
It is, and especially the bonding between the older boy, who's a bit reserved coming from England, and the spontaneity. Actually, I don't know how that child, who was age 6 when he performed, older in aptitude, I would think, than his age, but very spontaneous and very warm between father and son, but also with the older brother.
South Australia, as you mentioned, looks absolutely beautiful.
Not my most favourite state, I should say, but it certainly it looks beautiful in the film, and it's the Fleury Peninsula where Scott Hicks actually lives and is obviously affectionately filmed.
So an important film in a way, a film, as you mentioned, is about parenting from a father's point of view, which hasn't often been featured in films since Kramer versus Kramer 30 years ago.
Yes. Actually, a friend of mine, who his wife left him and he had 2 daughters, He said afterwards that he was empathising, of course, with the father from that point of view, whereas I was, you know, from the point of view of the children. So, yes, there's, I think, an appeal for a wide audience, especially fathers, but for all parenting.
Thank you very much, Peter. I will definitely go and see that.
Very good.
That was Peter Malone, head of the film office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication.